A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
It's impossibly awkward when people sing happy birthday to you. Like, what are you meant to do with your hands? And like, you just smile and sit there and you're like,
well, happy birthday. Happy birthday.
It's my birthday.
For all this time, I've been saying it's me with my 17-year-old daughter. It's now me with my 18-year-old daughter.
When does it become...
We can go out for a drink
afterwards. When does it become, like, devoid of content? Do you know what I mean? When does it become interesting anymore?
When does it become not interesting anymore? Could be this week. 18 years old.
So on the last episode, episode 36.
Episode 36.
36.
Yeah. So you said you had something a bit quirky, or was that it?
No, that wasn't it. But you can't say you think I've got something quirky because then it looks like we've planned it. No, I was just saying that I'm sad that I'm not 18 anymore because one, it's like the uncontrollable passage of time and stuff, and like everyone's getting older every day. But also, Dancing Queen. Young and sweet, only 17. So now I'm like old and bitter.
You're older than Dancing Queen.
Mm.
Oh, blimey. So do you want one of these jokes, or do we not need one this week?
No, joke me up.
Okay, this is a joke from a comedian called Adele Cliff.
A woman? Yes. Women can't be comedians. Women aren't funny.
Well, you'd have thought not, but this one, she says...
It's very modern.
Adele Cliff says, I'm super competitive, which is like being competitive, but better. Another comedian called Olaf Falafel says, When I found out the amusement park was taking photos of me on their rides without my permission, I was fuming.
that's quite funny.
That's another one of your dad jokes for you. Should we start?
Let's.
Now, interestingly, on the way over, you plugged your phone into the socket on the car.
Yeah, because, well, it's an aux card. Just calls it like, do you have an aux? Like, you've got an aux card? Like, it's a thing. And I didn't realise that we could do it in our car, but you can. So I've got an aux card.
And you were saying that once everybody's got an aux cord and they can put their own music from the phone straight through the car speakers, that's the end of radio. Nobody will listen to radio again.
I didn't say it like that. Makes for a more controversial piece if I did say that, so I'll let you have it.
Yes, you said, that's the end of radio. We can, you know,
I took my arts card in and I said, there, that's the end of radio.
You did, it's exactly what you said.
I've just destroyed radio.
And you're not alone in that, because the Today programme, which is the programme on Radio 4 in the morning, you'll have never heard it, but if speech radio comes on...
Oh, I turn it off.
Yeah, you turn it off.
I don't, like... I think that the car is a really good place to just kind of not be connected to anything. Like, I think that's why people enjoy driving, because you can't do anything else, so it's nice to just have music on.
The people at Radio 4 agree with you, because their audience, the average age is, I think it's something like 54, 55 years old, and that's the average age of Radio 4. So they've started putting out a podcast, a Today programme podcast called Beyond Today. It's not had fantastic reviews. It was a 20-minute single-issue show about the budget. Did you know there was a budget earlier?
I didn't know there was a budget.
Well, there was a budget. And there was a 20...
What's the budget for?
The budget is to decide on tax policy and welfare and that sort of stuff. The idea is that they're going to get people listening to speech radio and get a younger generation, because it's a podcast.
No, because, yeah, younger generations do listen to podcasts, but calling something a podcast and like having it on the radio doesn't make it a podcast.
Well, no, it's not on the radio. It is an actual podcast.
Yeah, but I mean, like...
That makes it a podcast.
Yeah, no, yeah. If Radio 4 has, like, this podcast 20 minutes and stuff, people like podcasts because they're good podcasts. Do you know what I mean? Not just because they're podcasts. Does that make sense?
Well, yes, it does make sense. What you're saying is they'd have to do the podcast about something other than the news.
Yeah.
Means it destroys... What they're trying to do is get people interested in the news. So what you're saying is it's an impossible mission, really. Fast fashion. Now, your birthday today, I noticed a fair amount of fast fashion.
I got clothes. I don't know how bad Marks and Spencer are. I don't think they're that bad.
Well, no, they're not that bad, but it's still, you know...
Fast fashion,
You've got stuff from Marks and Spencer's and Topshop and Urban Outfitter.
Urban Outfitters don't use fast fashion, I'm pretty sure, because it's like...
How do you define
individual
fast
brands.
Fashion?
Oh, I mean, like, big factories where they churn stuff out all the time and most of them use child labour.
And what...
pay people incorrect amounts and stuff. Like, they don't pay people the living wage or a minimum wage, and usually it's all imported from other countries.
And you're saying Urban Outfitters just have small suppliers?
I don't know, because a lot of Urban Outfitters is like individual brands within there, so I don't know how they do it. But
at the end of the day, it's still fast fashion. Fast fashion. It's all
fast fashion.
Interesting enough, the Women's Institute, which is an old, august organisation, it's been going for years and years.
Had a bit of a revival, hasn't it?
The Women's Institute has got a lot of, you know, more younger members now.
It's a bit cooler now.
It's slightly cooler. The Women's Institute is calling for a return to the thrifty ways of wartime. Mm. You see, during wartime, they used to have those posters.
Yeah, no, I remember.
Go through
make
your wardrobe, make do and mend. That was the big thing. You shouldn't be buying new clothes all the time. And they're trying to...
I do try and buy stuff that's more from, like... Like, I'll take Anna's clothes and I'll wear those. Anna's my older sister. I do try and go into charity shops and stuff sometimes. And there's, like, Depop. I don't know if you've heard of that.
What's Depop?
It's like an online marketplace where you can sell your clothes and you can buy other people's clothes. So it's kind of like... It's like charity shops, but there it's a lot cooler. So people often, like...
And have you
change.
Done that, or are you going to do
yeah,
that?
Yeah, no, I've brought stuff from Depop before. You order it online. It's like a charity shop, but someone's already picked out all the good stuff.
Well, I'll tell you the advice that the WI have, and that is think about buying less clothing.
Yeah.
Fewer clothes, less clothing. Think
fewer
about buying
clothes, less clothing.
Fewer
yeah,
clothes.
But you can have less of a clothing.
Yeah, less clothing. Clothing is as a concept, less of it. And when you do purchase clothes, try and buy them from second-hand sources. So that would be like Depop, wouldn't it? And also charity shops. The Women's Institute is concerned at the impact on the oceans of trillions of plastic fibres.
It's the plastic.
Released each week in the UK from washing synthetic clothing.
It's the plastic. You don't even know about this plastic stuff.
No. And the other thing is, will you be... One of your items, and this is from Topshop... Now, we all know that the head of Topshop is...
Bad on so many levels. But honestly, it's such a good dress.
Sir Philip Green. So will you...
It's great. It's like black. It's got like buttons on it. It's very good.
It's lovely. It's lovely.
No, but... I know. This is it. I'm gonna. I am trying to make a conscious effort to not buy as many clothes. I'm trying hard. I guess you've got to. Also, when you're wearing stuff, when you're talking about like wearing stuff more than once, and I was saying that I do wear my clothes more than once, there's a lot of pressure with like celebrity culture to never post a picture wearing the same outfit twice. Do you know what I mean? Not with me, but like
it's an Instagram thing.
Well, it kind of is. But not with me, because I have, like, no followers. But so, like, Kate Middleton, she wore the dress that she wore to Meghan Markle's wedding. Meghan Markle's wedding, gosh, Harry's wedding. Harry's wedding to Meghan. Their wedding. The royal wedding.
Yeah.
A royal wedding. I don't know. The dress that Kate Middleton wore to Harry and Meghan's wedding, she'd already worn once before. And so I think that that's a really good thing to show, that like wearing the same thing more than once. Or like, I think it was David Tennant who wore the same outfit before on the Graham Norton show, and then he went back on the Graham Norton show and wore the same outfit again. And it's like, yeah, that's a good thing, because it's showing you don't have to be wearing something new absolutely every time you're photographed. It's hard, because it's like you're trying harder, but also people, you can't do anything but try your best.
So should we talk about Apu a little bit? This is it's been quite a widely advertised story. Mm-hmm. Apu.
Yeah, I hadn't even really heard of it until you mentioned it to me.
Yeah. Well,
so I'm out of touch.
Okay, well, let me tell you about Apu then. There was a comedian in America who did a little video called The Problem with Apu, just sort of playing into the current prejudices and things, talked about the fact that Apu was a racial stereotype, which obviously it is a racial stereotype.
Yeah.
It's an Asian guy running a quickie mart. And as we know...
Oh, that episode, though, where he's like... the one where he sings the song, where he's like... I love the quickie mark. God, it's so funny, as Simpsons.
There's lots and lots of funny. I mean, the Simpsons has been going for how long? 29 years now.
Yeah. Ever since, I've never known a world without Simpsons.
No, you haven't. That's absolutely true.
Yeah.
And I can remember first catching on to The Simpsons, which had probably been going about 6 months to a year.
It feels like home, does The Simpsons. Like, you can watch The Simpsons in any country, anywhere, and it feels...
It's unbelievable. Like The Simpsons is just one of the most fantastic things.
Oh, it's absolutely
ever.
Brilliant. Much better than any of... Because I've watched Family Guy, and I've also watched South Rick Park. And Morty and Bob's Burgers. Bob's Burgers and Rick and Morty both are really, really funny, especially Bob's Burgers, if you've not seen that. Have you seen Bob's Burgers?
Well, no, you. I think it was the other one that you
Rick
told
and
me
Morty,
to watch, which
I didn't
like at all.
Yeah, it's a bit weird for you, maybe.
Maybe,
but
yeah.
Bob's Burgers is a bit more like classic. Bob's Burgers is absolutely hilarious, like, but still nothing compared to The Simpsons.
No.
Not in the same scope. I've never met anyone who's like, I don't like The Simpsons, because it's just so...
Well, anyway, for all those 29 years of The Simpsons, Apu has been one of the characters who runs the Quickie Mart. Then this American comedian called Harry Kondabolu made this video called The Problem with Apu, and it went viral, etc., 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 pointing out it was a racial stereotype. The character was written by one white Jewish guy, Matt Groening, and voiced by another, Hank Azaria. Hugo Rifkin in The Times points out that he, a third white Jewish humorist, albeit a much cheaper one, is now writing about it, saying that really, really, what is the problem with Apu?
Yeah.
Aside from the fact that he is there's a white guy putting on the voice of the Asian show, but what is the problem in that he's actually a bit of a hero?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. It's not like he... is the villain. That's the problem. If he was always the villain...
He's not Fabian, and he's not...
He's also not, like, two-dimensional. Like, he's an actual proper character that people love. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? He's not... You know how sometimes they, like, always have the Asian character as a terrorist, and that's like, yeah, it's wrong, because not everyone who's Asian is a terrorist, but he has his own storylines. He's not just the guy who runs the Quickie Mart. He does have other stuff.
And they don't make him something too virtuous.
No.
You know, for instance... You know, he's selling out-of-date ham and, you know, charging too much for the slushies and all that sort of stuff.
They're not called slushies, though. What are they called? Slurpees or something?
Squishies. Yeah. That's the thing about The Simpsons is we've hardly watched it for...
For years.
About 5 or 6 years. I see the odd episode now and then, sometimes at 6 o'clock. It's on Sky One, and it's still great, but the old episodes are much, much greater... But anyway, they're killing off Apu, which is sort of symptomatic of the fact that people will now sort of overreact. There may be a certain amount of offence, or people worry that somebody might be offended, and then it's gone. I mean, to my view, has always been, and I've argued this with various bosses of various radio stations, if people want to be offended, fine, let them.
I do understand that, but it's like, it's not good to offend people if you know that something's going to offend someone. Do you know what I mean? If you get a tattoo of a swastika, then yeah, it's going to offend people, but this is not that.
No, precisely.
But offending people for the sake of offending people is not okay.
But offending people if it's funny is okay. I think as long
No, but who is it funny to? Having a swastika tattooed on your body would be funny to some people.
I think that's a statement.
Boys at school... will say things that they think are funny and the other boys will find it funny, but they're not. It's just offensive and really rude.
Well, I think that's a judgment
call,
isn't it?
Not just boys, girls,
too, but... Yeah, I think you've just got to decide. But I think if it's genuinely...
Yeah, but who is it funny to?
Well, I think if it's genuinely universally
Okay, like Apu, but if it's only funny to the people that you're not offending...
Well, it's what I said in a very...
You know, but that's why people made, like... jokes about black people, and all the white people laughed, and none of the black people did. Like, that's not okay.
No, that's not okay. If you worked in the media, you'd know. You've just got to say something. Just got to say Pakistani, say Jew, or whatever, and people think, oh, be careful there, oh, be careful. And it's this sort of atmosphere of being ultra careful all the time, which I think is harmful. And I think it's, you know, you're going to university next year, and I think if, you know, people are being shut down,
yeah,
just in case there's a certain amount of offence.
No, but sometimes it's like, No, so, like, do you remember those students at Durham Uni? You know where it's, like, you get the freshers to do something stupid?
Oh, like an initiation
ceremony? Yeah, like an initiation, kind of.
Oh, well, that's so
different. No, listen. And so they would always get them to do, like, so all the upper years would do, like, Little Bo Peep, and all the freshers would be sheep, or, like, everyone would be farmers, and all the freshers would be cows, or something like that. And so one year, the rugby team decided it would be all the freshers and minors, and all the upper years and Margaret Thatcher. And it was like, that is just not appropriate, it's not funny, and it's really offensive, especially because you're in a mining town, and it's just like posh kids thinking that they can get away with stuff like that. And so the university shut them down. They said, no, you're not allowed to do that. Would you have said that they should have been allowed to get through with
that? No, I think once you said the words rugby team, I immediately thought, no, forget it. Anything that the rugby team is doing is going to be inappropriate. So I would say no.
No, but do you know what I mean? They shut it down because it was going to be offensive. So, but were you saying, but I'm sure the rugby team found it really hilarious.
Mm. So, well, the rugby team find they're sticking their bums out of the coach.
No, but you know really what I mean. Hilarious. Who is it funny to? You can't make the argument of if it's funny, it's okay, because white supremacists, I'm sure, find the Holocaust funny.
I wouldn't shut them down, the rugby team.
They didn't shut the rugby team down. They said you're not allowed to do that event. You have to choose new costumes.
I would say no. Go ahead and do it. Go ahead.
What
and do
in
it.
Durham? In a mining town.
Durham's not been a mining town since Mrs. Thatcher shut them all down.
Exactly, where a lot of people like lost their jobs.
You know,
we've all seen Billy Elliot.
Yeah, we've seen Billy Elliot. So
we know what happens when the mines shut down.
Mm, well, that's a film. Yeah, when the mines shut down, they all take up ballet dancing. We know that. But
it's not the point.
No, I would allow that.
You would have allowed them to dress like that.
Yeah, why not?
I don't think you can allow everything just if some people find it funny. Then you just can't do that. Mm.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, I've got a bit of a treat. As it's your birthday, Ruth, I have a bit of a treat for you. Because, you know, sometimes I mentioned that when I was at university, we had The Who played in our college.
The Who are here? Ah!
And
The Who just walked in.
And the Beach Boys.
And the Beach Boys as well! Dad, it's too much!
Yeah. So I sometimes mentioned that...
Are the Beach Boys dead?
Being around in... No. Well, Dennis Wilson is, but some of the others are still there. Brian Wilson, who is the main Beach Boy, is still alive. He's a bit of a beach man now.
I've seen the film.
Right.
That's the film, isn't
it? It was a film, Love and Mercy.
It's good.
It's very good. So, you know how I mentioned to you sometimes that I saw The Who in the 60s and I saw The Beach Boys and was there when the first day that Sgt. Pepper was released and all that? That must be sometimes you...
Sorry,
you think,
I just fell asleep for a second.
And sometimes you think to yourself, well, I wish I was around then. Well, I'd just like to point out, it wasn't all like that in the 60s. And, you know, if you look at the charts from 1967, you'll see
picked a really bad song this week?
Alongside all the Beatles and The Who and that sort of stuff, there was also, like, Des O'Connor and Max Bygraves and horrendous novelty records and some which are probably racist and offensive. There was all sorts of stuff that you really wouldn't like. So what I've decided to do is go back to the Eurovision Song Contest of 1966. You know how much I love Eurovision.
You do.
So there I was sitting watching the Eurovision Song Contest of 1967, and this came on. So this is the sort of thing that was alongside the Beatles and the Who and the Beach Boys. This was also going around in 1967.
Dit wordt een ring ding a ding a ding, ring ding a ding a ding, ring ding a ding a ding, ding a ding dag, ring ding a ding a ding, ring ding a ding a ding, ring ding a ding a ding dag. Als ik zin heb om hardop te zingen, door het huis en de straten te springen.
Well, I'd like to play the whole thing for you. It was Therese Steinmetz.
That. Oh, please don't.
That's Therese Steinmetz. And do you want to know what that was called? Have a guess.
Ding a dong or something?
No, it was called Ring Ding a Ding.
Oh, Ring Ding a Ding.
Ding a Dong, you're thinking of a different song entirely. That was Ring Ding a Ding, which was in the Eurovision Song Contest 1967, as held in Vienna. And do you want to know where Ring a Ding a Ding ended up in the Eurovision?
He better not have come first.
No, it didn't. It ended 14th.
It's pretty good, though. Pretty good.
Yeah. Well, no, do you know how many entries? Now, this is
28,
67.
I thought
that
was.
No, 17. There was only 17 entries. It came 14th.
There's more than that now, isn't there?
Oh, there's millions now. Well,
no, I mean who get through to the live.
Do you want to know a bit more about Therese Steinmetz? Are you interested?
Is it optional? I don't think it is. Go on.
She won another contest, the Golden Stag Festival in Brasov, Romania, and she became a very popular singer there. She's Dutch, obviously. She's still with us. She was born in 1933, and she's still around, so she's 85 years old. She's lived for many years in the French Riviera city of Cannes, where she has become a successful painter and owns and runs an art gallery and workshop.
So I'm very happy for her.
Yeah.
Kid done good.
The kid done good. She's no kid. She's 85 years old, living in Cannes and running a little art gallery. So there you are. That's this week's...
That's such a nice place to live if you're 85, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Although a little bit too warm. She'd be quite... I've got a picture of her.
Yeah, but you can see Esther, can't you?
Grizzled. Right, what have you got for us?
So I've got a song called We, like U-I, although I think it's a play on words for being we, like the noun, you and I, by Jeremiah featuring T.Y. Dolla Sign.
I think about all the time, think you may need all of mine. Hate to say, you know that love is blind. I'm about to see, I close my eyes, they can't see you in it all. Most of them need dollar signs to make every day your birthday and every night your Valentine. But
so a bit of a tune, that. Tell me about Jeremiah.
So he is an American rap songwriter, singer, whatever. And that is from his album Late Nights from 2015, which is like a collab album with T.Y. Dolla Sign. Mm. The last three songs that I played have all got kind of like a hip-hop R&B feel, like a more kind of soft feel. So he does have like a lot of followers and players and stuff on Spotify, so I'm not really sure how mainstream he is, but I don't really hear that many people speaking about him, so hope you enjoyed it.
Well, we're truly international this week, Ruth. We're in Iraq, Vietnam and North Wales, so that's how that's how international we are. Barry Roberts.
Wales.
Yeah, Barry.
I'm Tom Jones.
No, I'm Tom Jones. It's got to be very, very, very,
very gravelly. Gravelly.
Got to be gravelly if it's Tom Jones.
That's very good, actually, you know.
Thank you. So, Barry Roberts, our first emailer, it won't surprise you, he's the one that's from North Wales. Barry says, I've been intending to email you. I've been working my way through all the podcasts from the very beginning. I'm up to episode 33.
I don't know how you do that. I get so bored of myself.
33 now, he says, and I've finally got my act together. He says, it's been interesting listening to the show develop and Ruth mature in her participation. So, well done. Tribute to you.
But also mature in my age, like 36 weeks. That's like... It's like 8 months or something.
More than half a year. It is. As a 54-year-old crony, he's put in brackets, talk sport follower, Without children, it's interesting to listen to the explanations of the latest words and trends.
I always think that people must tune in and they must think, oh God, it'll be a lot about sport, this, and then there's just literally never anything about sport.
He says, I enjoy the music clips on both sides, but can't begin to understand what the fascination is with the Kardashians. Oh, we've got some Kardashian this week. And was glad that the subject seems to be getting less each week. Ruth is obviously a very intelligent girl and has very strong opinions, even if they're sometimes proved wrong.
What?
I was glad when Martin stood up to her regarding the train toilet door argument.
Oh, no, I had mail on the toilet doors.
Yes, you did. You had people who thought you were right. So that's the jury's still out on the toilet door. David Ailes says, hi to you both. I listened to your podcast here in Basra in Iraq.
I thought he was going to be like an Iraq native, but I doubt he is.
David Ailes, he's expat out in Basra in Iraq, possibly with the military, because I think we have a military presence there still. He says, very amusing, a good antidote to my Archers podcast, which is the other one he listens to. He says, now you'll have to explain the Archers to Ruth.
No, I've listened to the Archers because my sister, weirdly, she's like 26 or something when she was listening to it. She's not old. And she really liked the Archers.
Just for a week or two,
for 3 weeks, she was absolutely obsessed with the Archers. She'd bring it up all the time. She'd be like, this is what's happening on the Archers. I just love listening to the Archers. And then literally not spoken about it once since. Right.
It was a bit of a crisis. And I loved Ruth's comment about Vietnam. Is the war still on?
That was a jerk.
And Callum McCabe says, another enjoyable podcast. A big thanks to Ruth, as I'll be adding the capital of Hungary gag to my repertoire of dad jokes.
Yeah, that was a good one, that.
It was, up the hammers, he says. And Darren McDougall, who we...
Oh, what a great name.
Well, Darren
McDougall.
Is
McDougall. Do you know what McDougall's from?
Flour. They make flour, McDougall's flour.
Okay, so... The other thing that McDougal is from, in Sex and the City,
yeah.
Charlotte's first husband is called McDougal. They're the McDougals. Then she breaks up with him. They get divorced.
He says, I was so excited because we read his email last week. So I was so excited. I played it to my wife, but she was a bit sceptical that it was my email you were reading. So if possible, can you give us a name check? Darren and Van, it is there, in Vietnam. Secondly, a couple of corrections regards Vietnam. There is no North or South Vietnam these days, only Vietnam. He says, I think they made a couple of movies on the subject a few years back. However, I'm actually living in the southern part of the country, in what used to be Saigon, which is now called...
Saigon? I know that, because it's Saigon.
Yeah, precisely. It used to be Saigon, it's now called Ho Chi Minh City. So that was my mistake. I thought Ho Chi Minh City was what used to be Hanoi, which was the capital of the north, and Saigon was the capital of the south.
Hanoi's still the...
He says, P.S., it's a rocking place to live... And
rocking.
It's a rocking place to live. And Vietnam is becoming a bit of a tourist hotspot, which we know. A lot of people go there.
I see the Instagrams and stuff.
Yeah, precisely. He says, Martin, your talk radio show, this is the one that's 1 till 5 in the morning, is now even more prime time here in Vietnam after the clock change in the UK.
Don't even get me started on the clock change.
Yeah. Tran Trong, he says, best regards, Bedster Hillsner.
Lovely.
Lovely. If you do want to get in touch with us, it's martinandruthpodcast@gmail.com. That's martinandruthpodcast, all one word, obviously, @gmail.com. There was a sort of request there to have less of the Kardashians, and we have
here's the Kardashian section.
Here's the Kardashian thing, keeping up with the Kardashians. I mentioned this to you about Kendall Jenner's hair.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Sorry. Cultural appropriation. Which she's been done about before.
Has she?
Yes.
Well, let's just explain.
Not just Kendall, but the whole team.
She's 22 years old, Kendall Jenner, and star of the TV reality show Keeping Up with the Kardashians. She's in America.
So, just for some background, she's like Kim's half-sister and Kylie's sister. So, Kylie Jenner, who does all the lip stuff, her sister.
She was in American Vogue. Her hair's caused a huge hoo-ha.
She's also a model, like a Victoria's Secret model and stuff.
Yeah. But she had a bouffant hair, so it was sort of, you know, wildly, almost like an afro. Although she said it was supposed to be romantic Edwardian-type hair.
How did you just say Edwardian?
Edwardian.
Edwardian?
That's the way history professors say it.
Really?
I would say Edwardian myself. But I've said Edwardian, which is the correct pronunciation, apparently.
Yeah, but it's annoying, isn't it?
So, anyway, she had this hair which was meant to be either Edwardian or Edwardian.
Can I have another look at the picture?
Yeah, of course you can.
Yeah, I don't know. Because it is...
It's Boo Fine, sort of.
Yeah,
like
so she was done for like whitewashing the pop culture.
So well, let's not go into this in great detail.
No, no, okay.
Do
wait,
you think
hold
she
on.
Should be allowed to have a hair like an afro like that?
I don't think it is like an... If it's an afro, then that is cultural appropriation and she shouldn't be allowed to do it because they've got enough models and beautiful women who have got actual afros and there's no need to have Kendall Jenner on it. But I would argue that this is not... It looks sort of like Mary Shelley-esque, you know, like Frankenstein-y.
Yeah, so, I agree with you. It does look
so then I don't know...
See, I used to have an afro years ago.
Yeah, but you actually had an afro, Dad. That's not your fault.
It was a Jufro, wasn't it?
Jufro. Mm. The pictures of Dad are absolutely hilarious.
Well, I'll put when I tweet it out, I'll put a little picture of me with an afro on.
There was an article in the New Yorker that was one of those massive 10,000 words.
Who's got
things.
Time to read an article
Not me either.
I subscribe to the New Yorker and I've got a growing, have you seen, I've got a growing pile on my desk, but I just couldn't do all the reading.
No, you can't do all the reading, it's ridiculous. I did read some of this article about Facebook. A lot of it was talking about how Facebook has like destroyed politics, essentially. Because of the clickbait sites that you put on Facebook, it tries to make you imagine that you've seen the whole story just from the link to the website, and so people never click on the websites and never actually read the article. So it's like your hairdresser cousin is 99% sure that Hillary Clinton may have personally murdered up to 5 FBI agents because they saw it on Facebook.
I'll tell you what I find about Facebook is when there is, you know, you're just looking at, you know, so and so, four of your friends have got a birthday today, including Ruth Kellner, and you look through it, and then all of a sudden it crops up. Some personality with some totally spurious story that's not true at all.
No.
Basically, it becomes an advert for something, for usually some cosmetic surgery or erectile dysfunction, all those sort of things. They lure you in. And well, they don't lure me in anymore because I know...
I just don't use Facebook very much anymore at all.
But if any story about a celebrity that crops up on Facebook... is bullshit. It's basically a link to cosmetic surgery or to erectile dysfunction or to payday loans, any of that stuff. It's not a story. If I see a story about a celebrity on Facebook, I've not already heard the story or seen it on Twitter, I know it's not true.
Exactly. Yeah.
Which is...
That's why, but you can't, you just can't trust it to get
Facebook.
I mean, but Nick oversimplifies stuff so much that you never will get the full story.
That's why... It's important that Radio 4's podcast from the Today programme is listened to by kids.
Yeah.
That's why Radio 4's audience, that is 54 years old, needs to go down.
The news that's on the TV is fine as well. Like, do you know what I mean? The news that is on the TV.
You sort of get an idea from the TV.
You get an idea of it, and then if you find something interesting,
you need
more. You
don't need 10,000 words in the New Yorker. You can have 250 words or 700 words in the
Independent. You do get an unbelievable amount of detail that you just would not get if you do read these articles.
Well, fine. Go ahead and read it afterwards.
Yeah.
But read a newspaper first with 750 word articles.
No, there is. You can find information online, like The Guardian. That's why it's so important that The Guardian keeps their website open and free, because you can read the entirety of The Guardian newspaper online. You don't have to buy a print newspaper. But people think they know stuff from not having much knowledge at all about it, and it's really dangerous. Because then what happens is someone says, oh yeah, Hillary Clinton murdered 5 FBI agents, then they say it to someone else, and then all of a sudden Donald Trump's the president.
Hillary Clinton didn't murder 5 FBI agents,
well,
did she?
Not that we know of.
Not that we know of, good. Waitrose. Have you heard about Waitrose versus the vegans?
Nope.
Oh, now that is an interesting story. Somebody, a freelance journalist...
I thought Waitrose was very much with the vegans.
Well, you would have thought so, and so did Celine Nelson, who thought, she's a freelance journalist, she thought, I've got a great idea for an article. Waitrose have a magazine called Waitrose Food Magazine, and the editor is a guy called William Sitwell, and what happened is that Celine Nelson sent him a pitch for an article and thought, this would be a good idea. What about plant-based meals? Why don't we do a series on plant-based meals?
Mm-hmm.
Now, he not only rejected the idea, and that's quite common if you're a freelance journalist, you're pitching things all the time, and people are saying, well, yes, it's a good idea, but it's not really for us. That's what what they normally say. Not really for us.
Dad, it sounds like you've been scarred.
He went one step further than that, William Sitwell. He replied, she said, how about a series on plant-based meals? He said, how about a series on killing vegans one by one? ways to trap them, how to interrogate them properly, expose their hypocrisy, force-feed them meat, make them eat steak and drink red wine.
Oh, that's brilliant. That is absolutely hilarious.
Well, it is hilarious, but causes offence. Causes offence, but it's hilarious.
Different.
Yeah, so he that was his reply.
That's so funny. What a guy. What an absolute legend.
Well, you
who
see,
would have thought he'd been such a funny guy?
You say that.
Stupid, funny.
Yeah, well, that's the problem these days. It is funny, you're right, it's hilarious. You immediately laughed out loud, you lolled at that. And he would have, that would be the reaction he would expect. Unfortunately,
kill them one by one.
she went to BuzzFeed News.
Oh no! This BuzzFeed News just is the personification of everything that is wrong in modern media.
Is it? Anyway, well, she went to BuzzFeed News. She says, I've written about many divisive topics like capital punishment and murder cases and domestic violence, and I've never had a response like that to any of my articles or pitches. And he's the editor. He's representing Waitrose, and he's talking about killing vegans one by one. that's the great thing. The thing about Waitrose is, once jokes are being made about the brand, I think it's quite good. You know.
Oh, yeah, you always make jokes that are like
overheard in Waitrose.
Yeah, overheard in Waitrose. Sorry, it's a bit Waitrose, or like, ooh, all right, Waitrose. Well, do you know what I mean?
Yes,
like,
well, people were saying that the march against Brexit, the Remainers march, was 600,000 Waitrose customers, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
So, or overheard in Waitrose, quotations along the lines of, Daddy, does Lego have a silent T like Merlot? Those things.
So funny.
But anyway, he's got into trouble, as William Sitwell. But we'll hope that somebody.
Oh, he'll recover from that, because it's so funny.
Yeah, we hope so.
Also, it's so clearly a joke, because it's like, kill them one by one. Do you know what I mean? That's
for
comic effect.
Precisely. And you know, there will be people, and I know I've seen it on Twitter and Facebook now, the people who think it's outrageous and he should lose his job.
Really? Because I think that he'll actually end up having the opposite effect of people who are just like, what an absolute lad. Do you know what I mean?
Well, possibly. And it's refreshing that you're taking that attitude to him.
So I've got two memes this week,
because one is
just a meme, and then the other is about time, which, you know, I've been worried about how the clocks change back, and I don't really understand it. So this one is, was talking to the Brazilian girl I work with. She said she lives with 14 people. I say, haha, there's a Brazilian of yours. Was quality, was just me laughing. She probably didn't get the joke. But anyway, have a meeting with HR soon. Must be about setting up a comedy night.
There's a Brazilian of you.
Yeah. Haha, there's a Brazilian of yous. Was quality, was just me laughing. She probably didn't get the joke. But anyway, have a meeting with HR soon. Must be about setting up a comedy night.
Very amusing.
And then my other one is this. This is not really that funny, but I like it. If a baby's born at 1:59 a.m. and then its twin is born 2 minutes later, but the clocks went back, so now it's 1:01 a.m., which is older? Because the one born second will be older on paper, but the one born first is actually 2 minutes older.
I don't know whether that's right or not. I've no idea whether that's right, because like the rest of the world, completely flummoxed by the clock going back. Especially as I was actually on the wireless.
It's ridiculous. How the heck does it work?
Well, let me just quote something to you. I was on talk radio one till 5 a.m. Okay, on the actual night, which was the Saturday. Yeah, so there we are, Saturday night. The hour goes back. So I'm on the air 1 till 5. 1 till 2, I do the first hour of my show, perfectly normal, the same as I would. And then at 2 o'clock, the hour goes back. So,
where did the hour go?
Yeah, where did that hour go? So I had to go,
the hour come from?
Where did it come from?
It's just ridiculous.
It is
ridiculous.
I just
don't understand. You can't just make time, but then they do make time. I don't understand it at all.
Well, my production team were trying to work out when we would do, because we do live calls from America where the hour didn't go back. So
how can we have an extra hour and people
don't
across
get it, yeah.
the pond not have one? It's ridiculous.
Well, anyway, this is my producers. This was because I have a little WhatsApp group for the Martin Kellner show. Mark says, "Hi Holly, Mark, there's a different Mark, phoned me earlier. He can do us at 2:30, brackets, the first 2:30. Holly, we don't have two 2 a.m.s, we have two 1 a.m. hours. Don't worry about them, the Met Office then, Holly. It's the second 1:30 then, all sorted. Yes, he's booked in for the second 1:30, but I just received an email saying, can he do an hour after that? So, 2:30 a.m., what would have been 3:30 a.m.? No, the original 2:30. I asked him to phone..." And it went on like that for... So it is just confusing, is it
not?
Oh,
my God, I don't understand it at all. And it, we also, did you also see that thing that was like, if there was only 364 days in a year, the days would land... Like, the days would land on the same day every year?
Every year, yeah.
Yeah, so March 23rd would always be a Monday. Mm. Do you know what I mean? But there's actually 365 days in a year, and is it all applied by the government to sell calendars?
Very good. And it's going to carry on like that for at least 2 years until we're all submerged underwater, and then we won't have to worry about it.
Two more years, then we get submerged.
If you want to hear our tunes, what do you do?
Go onto Spotify and search Martin and Ruth, and that'll go to our profile, or search Ruthie, Me and My Dad, and that'll take you straight to the playlist.
And our longer email address, if you want to send us an email, and we do love to get them, it's martinandruthpodcast@gmail.com. martinandruthpodcast@gmail.com. And that's it.
That's it. Thank you for listening.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.